Father. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen. And he spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the body of his temple. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. It seems that a good place to start is to start talking about the Lateran Basilica. And sometimes we hear it referred to as St. John Lateran Basilica. Well, I'm here to tell you there is no St. John Lateran. And while most basilicas are named after a single saint, this one is thought to refer to St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist. The word Lateran is the family name of the people who owned the land the basilica is built on. I saw this explanation. In Italian, St. John Lateran is San Giovanni in Laterano. San Giovanni is St. John. And the word in maintains the same meaning in English. Laterano is Lateran. So the name more accurately translated would be St. John in Laterano. Or St. John at the Lateran, indicating the basilica's location rather than the extension of a saint's name. Now around 324, Emperor Constantine ordered the construction of the original basilica. It's one of four major basilicas in Rome, and it is the oldest in Rome and considered to be the mother of all basilicas. It's the Pope's church. His cathedral, not St. Peter's. Anything that old is going to need work from time to time. It has suffered fire, earthquake, and war. Yet the influences from the different renovations can be seen in her structure. The current structure was commissioned in 1636, and its towering facade is crowned with 13 statues. They contain Christ, John the Evangelist, John the Baptist, and 12 doctors of the church. Beneath its high altar rests a table, a small wooden table, upon which St. Peter is said to have celebrated Mass. Now, why would you ask that I spend that much time talking to you about a particular basilica? Well, other than the church says today we're going to talk about the Lateran Basilica, it's because everything about the Lateran Basilica I can see pertains to us. The frame we're built on, our body. In the reading from Corinthians, the first words out of Paul's mouth were, "You are God's building." And in the gospel, Jesus refers to his body as a temple. Our body is God's building. It is a temple of God. See, I'm going to the construction trades. Think of it as a structural, in a structural sense, but in a spiritual way. Before a building is put up, a foundation needs to be laid down. As Paul says, a wise builder lays a foundation, others build on it. Our parents, our grandparents, guardians, our PSR teachers were the ones that laid our spiritual foundation. And those same people or others then began to build on it. Our first introduction was the sacrament of baptism. Most of us are too young to remember that sacrament. But those responsible for us continued to bring us to church, exposing us to the other sacraments, which we in time received. We grew. Our Christian building began to get bigger. We began to understand more things, and so the buildings became stronger. They take on a different appearance. But sometimes that understanding doesn't happen for quite a while. Just like the disciples in the gospel, they didn't understand what Jesus said and did as he saw his Father's house turned into a marketplace until after he was raised from the dead. It's then that they believed the scriptures and the word Jesus had spoken. So let's talk about the renovations. We're done with the building of the bridge. None of us have been around for 1600 years. Although some mornings it's going to feel like that. Over time, things have got to get fixed. They need to be improved, upgraded. Now, I've never been around the Lateran Basilica, but I don't remember that electricity was around when it was first built. That I'm sure of. And I'm also going to bet that the current lighting there is better than it was first constructed. The current facade was added in the early 1600s. So to some extent, it doesn't even look like the original building. What upgrades have we made to God's building, our body as the temple? And I'm not talking about the new knees and the hips that we need or any plastic surgery. I'm talking about the spiritual side. Have we made any improvements, any upgrades since our original foundation was laid? Now it's true, Jesus is in the tabernacle. But it doesn't mean that when we leave the building, this church, we leave Jesus here behind. Saint Caesarius of Arles said in the office of readings for today, tomorrow, that God does not dwell in homes of wood and stone, but rather he dwells principally in the soul made according to his own image and fashioned by his own hand. And Paul said, the temple of God is holy. And you are that temple. Brothers and sisters, while the terms basilica, church, and temple certainly mean different things, they are not where Christ lives. He lives in us. And I will put this temple, all those temples, on the same par as any basilica or church. We need to tend to ourselves the same as we would any structure. Caring for this temple, strengthening and improving it so that the forces that want to tear it down won't get the upper hand. Saint Augustine had this to say about the Lateran Basilica and us. What was done here as these walls were rising is reproduced when we bring together those who believe in Christ. For by believing they are hewn out, as it were, from mountain and forests, like stones and timber. But by catechizing, baptism, and instruction, they are, as it were, shaped, squared, and planed by the hands of workers and artisans. Nevertheless, they do not make a house for the Lord until they are fitted together with love. Is this temple going to last for 1,600 years? Not as we look at each other in the present form, but just like the Lateran Basilica, with the proper care and upgrades, we have a long lifespan ahead of us. It's called eternity, to be spent with our Heavenly Father.